I was about to say, what's going on? He knows something we don't know.
Great job, y'all. Great job.
Likewise.
Yes. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
I am Shakoya D, and yeah. I have here with me
BM Breeze, the creative hub.
It's your boy Damani.
And yes, we're here. And if this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be literally anything: love, life, creativity, balance, music.
Oh man, I got the giggles.
I see.
But don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And don't forget to tell a friend.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get started.
We bore you already. We ain't even started yet.
Went from having the giggles
That's
to being
crazy.
Sleepy.
Oh man. But the topic for today is, why is it so difficult for us to promote ourselves or market ourselves, put ourselves out there? Like, we have an amazing product, but it's like, once you get the product done, what's keeping us from putting the product out there?
You want to go first, or?
I mean, I can if you, unless you have.
You seem like you already had something to say before you finished the question, so.
I mean, for me, I can only speak for how I felt in the past. It's a little easier now, but I think it used to feel just like nasty, almost like to promote. It was like, ew, you want me to, I know I do this, I don't want to have to, like, just put it out there and spam everybody's comments and do all this stuff with it. I don't know why it felt like that, for real. I mean, it could have just been a thing where it feels weird to have to sell yourself.
Right.
You know? So I think maybe that's why, for a lot of creatives, it's kind of harder for us to market ourselves or promote ourselves in that way, but...
I'm going to build on that. So, for me, it felt like you said, like, kind of cringy, not only to have to sell yourself. Number one, I've always said I don't necessarily like selling things. Like, when I used to work at, the places that I used to work at, when they would ask me to upsell, or if I was supposed to meet a particular quota, it felt weird for me, and I wanted to make sure the customer was getting the best product, not me just trying to meet my goal so that they get whatever is going to help me. I think for me, the spamming part feels cringy because I don't like being spammed. Like, I don't like when people spam me. And it's like, well, you hit me up, ask me to listen to your stuff or support you, and I ain't spoke to you in a month of Sundays.
That's an old saying right there.
I haven't spoken to you in mad long, so.
I was about to say that. Jan.
Jan. Coming soon. Y'all see her. Anyways. I feel like... Because that would happen a lot. And I feel like as a creative, on the one hand, you want to support. But then also it's like, you ain't even asked me how I was doing. You ain't say hello. Or you asked me how I was doing, and then I realized you was just here to sell me something. And it just feels weird. That's my personal perspective on it. I also think, I feel like I've been talking for a long time, but I'm going to just say my next point. I also feel like a lot of times, especially when it comes to music and creative things, when you're really good, they make it seem like it's just going to pop for you and you don't have to do anything. So if you're growing up, I guess, with the creative abilities, but you're outside of the world of the industry and how everything works, you still have in the back of your mind that, you know, I don't have to do all this. My talent's going to speak for itself. And it will. But
after
the people,
you do all this.
Yeah, but the people also have to be able to, have to know that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're creating it, you might be releasing it and not telling anybody that it's there, or not doing anything to make people aware that you that you do anything, and they just think, you know, all right. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, that's my perspective.
Yeah. My perspective is more, yeah, I can only speak for myself, like you were saying, but it was more of like a perfection thingy. Like, I loved it when it was just for me. Mm-hmm. But then if I give it to the world, what if it's not good enough? Mm. And then...
I'm sure I keep talking.
Oh, not even. Another thing. A lot of times, it was to the point where I know these people. Mm-hmm. And I'm sensitive. So if y'all say something that I don't like, I'm going to take it to heart. And I'm like, dang, it was trash. Maybe I shouldn't have did that. Granted, it could have been 100 other people that were like, oh, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But it's just, yeah, I know you. And you had to tell me it was trash. Yeah. I want you to like it. Right. It will be, it'll behoove you. Yeah.
But I think that goes into, partially goes into it, because I think we, a lot of the times we're selling stuff to our peers, to our family. So it's like, if it already feels weird to start, because I mean, most of us, when we started, like, trying to sell or try to, like, put our creative ideas out there, it was like we're putting it on Facebook, putting it on Instagram, all these stuff, where it's really just your peers. So it's like, I'm selling this to my peers. Like, y'all know me, but y'all don't know what I've made or whatever. So it's just kind of like, ugh.
Or then even going back to friends, everybody don't like the same stuff.
Right.
Like, y'all might have bonded over this, but this artsy fartsy stuff over here, they don't want nothing to do with it. So you like, hey, yo, I did, And they like, you know, that's not really for me. Dang, I was hoping that you might. Like that.
And I feel like, for me, with that in mind, and I mean, so from even having like Crafts by Co and with my music and realizing that, I feel like I'm finally getting to a point where, I'm enjoying the process so much that I don't care what the people around me really think. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, I would like for you to like this, but even if this isn't for you, I know this is for somebody else, or I know this isn't for you. It would be cool if you like this, but like, you're not my target. If you hear this, or I'm probably still going to send it to you because you're my friend, but like, I don't expect you to be like, oh yeah, this is my favorite song, da 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 da, because I've been doing this for a while now. Right. Like, I understand you don't necessarily need the product that I'm providing. I get it. So I know you're not my target. It would be nice. But if it's not for you, it's not for you. And I think that's the other thing, that with the perfectionism and with everything else, with it being cringy to market yourself and you marketing to your peers, because like you said, you meet and you connect on a certain level, you hope that you connect on this type of level too. Or maybe you guys do connect on as far as creativity. So you think like, oh, maybe, you know, you might be interested in this. And then it'd be like, nah. But a lot of times I feel like we talked about previously, and I feel like I'm getting off topic, but I don't know. I feel like a lot of times they don't become the target audience, or they don't see the value in it until they start to distance themselves. But that's why you have to motivate yourself to keep going. And I feel like marketing, for me personally, I'm just now it's like, okay, this feels cringy for me to be spamming people. So what other creative ways
can I market
myself? Myself? And that's the route that I'm trying to go now.
Me too. And I feel like now, since I'm actually doing anything, I'm actually doing it.
Yeah, I was going to slide. I was going
to move it. That was too.
I was definitely going to let that one slide.
Nah, it was intentional.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually doing the thing. So it's like, I like it so much that I want to make you like it. Mm-hmm. Like, the way that I'm putting stuff out, even I want people to feel how I feel about it through, like, the video or the content, whatever I'm putting out, even if they hear it. If we talking music, I want them to hear my, I don't want everything to sound calm and smooth. Even if I'm going crazy, I just want them to, you know, oh, that's Breeze. It's a breeze. Like, you know, it's a breeze. Make it look easy. I want it to be smooth and calm and just amazing. Like, just feel the energy. So yeah. I just want to make people, we working, like, you get off work and work some more, get up thinking about working, like, this is the thing, like, the end goal, that's just, it's cool, but I'm just realizing
the process,
like, I'm truly realizing
that we're already doing the thing.
Yeah, like we're in the game. Like before, we were in the stands commenting on what people were doing, and now it's different. Because once you're in the game, it's like, dang, what, like, now I gotta actually play, or like now, and then you looking at the film, and you're like, oh, that's what I look like.
Right.
okay, but it's more important that you're in the game, because now you're actually making strides to be better. Everybody else can comment from the sidelines, but you can't even get in.
Right.
So,
people actually want to help.
Like, that too.
Once you get in the game, they're like, mind you, they may be on the sideline, but they in the front row. So they're like, hey, play defense. You got one behind you. You got one behind
right.
you.
Mm-hmm. Don't do that.
Right. Yeah. Short corner. Like, but they helping. It's like, I appreciate that. Like,
What was you about to say?
I was going to say, I think for me now, I realize that the thought almost escaped me. I realize for me, I don't care as much about the cringiness of posting it. Because right now, it's like, all right, I mean, I'm trying to make as much as I can. So, all right, if this isn't for you, that's cool. I'm trying to find the specific people who this is for. So it's like, I'm going to keep making this stuff. Definitely until I find that. Whoever it is that wants to, that this is for, you know?
I feel that. I feel like my cringiness wasn't with the amount of I think it was because of what I was posting. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily like the amount. I feel like it felt like the same thing over and over again. But since I am a creative person, if I tap into my creativity to figure out what I want to post or how I want to market, how I want to reach out to people, even if it's just like emails or whatever, it's like if I'm using my creativity to do it, I feel like I'm just being me. Like, it's not a thing of I'm trying to spam you or like even when I released Is It Me and I was DMing people like, hey, can you just do a video with you and your significant other? You just like being cute and listening to this song. Normally, I wouldn't do that type of thing. But I was like,
fine. People actually did it. So
yeah. And it's like, nobody else is going to do this for you. Like, you have to do this for yourself. That's the stage that you're at. That's the level that you at.
That website.
Say that again.
I said that's how I'm feeling too, especially with that website.
Yeah, and websites, that's a whole nother ball game. It's a lot, but just the little things, and even just having a website so that people have a place to go and find your stuff that's solely your stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I know a lot of artists don't see the value of having a website or don't think about it, but it's like, if you have a website, all my stuff is here. Like, you, even if I... let's say Instagram shuts down or something like that, you can still find me and all of my stuff here, which is a beautiful thing. So I just feel like with that, now I'm stepping into it. I'm like, all right, well, how can I do this in a way that feels right for me, right? Mm-hmm. And also, like, if it feels right for me, somebody gonna like it.
Like, going back to the cringy part, I post too much and I be doing too much and I be on live too much to have time to think about, oh, they might not like this.
Mm.
Like,
you're doing it.
I'm
you're
doing so much that
yeah.
I don't really have time until after it's posted. I'm like,
You're like, did I even like this?
Yeah. But yeah, it's a lot. And then, going back to the cringiness, TikTok changed everything.
Mm-hmm. It did.
Just because now I'm talking to strangers all day. Like, and then once I started going live, I'm literally talking to strangers all day.
Yeah.
So, and they be like, they just be liking stuff. And I'm like, oh, y'all like this? This whole thing? Oh, y'all waiting for this? Mm-hmm. These shirts?
Word. Yeah, but that's it. Yeah, I think that's part of it as well, is that people, we don't, stuff seems old to us, but it's brand new to whoever finds it, and yeah, you never know when somebody's gonna find you. Because think about whether it's your, like, your favorite artist, or the first time you saw like an actor. It's like you don't know when they started acting, mm-hmm, but you found the movie. So, oh, this movie came out last month. And so let me go back. And so, oh, I saw him in this movie. I saw, and it's like now you found a fan, but they have a catalog for you to look at. And I think we hold on to stuff, especially as creators, we hold on to stuff. Like, can you imagine, like, you had a cure for a crazy, a super wild disease, and you're like, yo, I got the cure for this disease, but I'm not gonna tell nobody about it. Right. You'd be like, what, bro? How are people supposed to get the cure if you don't tell them that you got? Like,
careful with that, you know.
It's like, I know, but I'm just saying, in general, I think even if, like, you have something that's so great, and we're like, we're just gonna have it here, or just gonna be like, hey, I happen to have something over here. That's all it's like, is one shot. I have something over here if you want it, and maybe one person will see it.
Where me said that, throw the Tyler Creator thing.
Mm-hmm.
Shirai had said that to me randomly, and I was like, thanks for the reminder. And then I was like, day one of me posting my.
But yeah, that's, I forgot my point. That's real.
Well, even with that, like, marketing and putting ourselves out there. I was listening to the Wall Street Trapper, something he posted earlier. I don't even know it was earlier. I seen it earlier. He was talking about, we plan for everything else, but we don't plan to be successful.
Bruh, I was just thinking about this earlier. Because I was just thinking about the fact that with my time management and how I've been trying to figure that out, and like how the past 2 days have been like two of the most productive days that I've had ever. Can't even say in a while.
Word. Just ever. Me knowing what I'm going to post helped a lot.
That too.
Granted, it wasn't made yet, but the fact that I know what I'm posting, pardon me, it made it way easier to just get it done and post it.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of times we're taught to plan for rainy days. We're taught to plan for when your plan goes wrong, or whatever you had in your mind goes wrong, or you're taught to make backup plans and plan for the worst thing, rather than, all right, well, plan out how it would be if you were reaching your goals. Like, plan out your day. Ideally, if you want this to be what your day looks like, plan out what that day looks like and start actually incorporating that into your regular schedule. Like, I feel like I've heard that sometimes in passing, but like what was instilled in me was to plan to fail, I guess.
But this is the thing. Now, in the state that we in now, not literally the state, but the state that we're in now, a lot of these plans are not failing.
Oh, they,
like, it's no room for these plans to fail. Everything is going according to plan. We might have to turn left, turn right, here and there. We thought we were just going straight, but for the most part, stuff is going exactly how we planned it to go.
But I feel like that also goes into us planning to be successful, like making the plan of the success, not just making the plan of, oh, or making a plan like, it would sure be nice if this happened. Or if I was able to do this would, like, yeah, like a what if plan, or like my hopes, rather than like, nah, this is what I'm gonna do. This is how I want my day set up. So this is how I'm gonna set up my day, and da da da.
So with that, let's go back to marketing ourselves, because it's like a lot of times we taught, if you're having fun, it's something you enjoy, then it's just a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
But when you make the shift to make your hobby, well, not, I'm not even calling it a hobby, make the things that you enjoy your actual business source of income, your career, it's a lot of not even outside voices. Me personally, I make stuff up before, like, I'll be replaying scenarios back in my head just based off of what people have said previously, or how certain people think. granted, I only know these people up to this certain point. So up to this certain point, they think like this. So I'll be playing stuff back and just, I'll be getting myself out of there before I could even try.
Yeah, and I think a lot. I think if that happened to me a lot, it was like I'm knocking myself out of, I'm taking myself out of the race before it even started. I didn't even get a chance to. So I'm playing this song, and I'm like, this song ain't gonna go. People ain't gonna like this, whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, the song ain't even done yet, and it's like, and I'm like, nah, this ain't it. I know it ain't it. I'm just, you know. And I think you, I mean, to some degree, you have to, like, when you know, right? But I think getting out of our way. Something that helped me get out of my way was that it was, and I was telling Cole about this yesterday. When you're dancing, right, you gotta commit to the moves. We talk about that all the time, right? Yeah. So you gotta commit to doing it, because otherwise you're gonna look crazy. Mm-hmm. But something that I had to realize for myself was like, yo, I don't care how many times I have to do the same video. I'm gonna get it, and once I get it, you guys don't have to see how many times I did it. Right. As long as I got it, yeah. All I need is one, right? And that blew my mind in terms of like planning for success or whatever, right? To me, I don't look at it like a failure if I had to try 300 times to get it right once, or to get try 300 times until I can't get it wrong anymore. As long as I got it, and it's right. Like that for me. That's in the same way that you guys talking about planning for success. What would it be like when it goes right? I'm just telling myself, all right, I just gotta get it. Once I get it right, I get it. It's like a lot of us. It's like, hey, you can play, you can mess up all the time, but all you gotta do is win once.
Yeah.
And then you go
with it. Good. One thing that helped me come to this realization that I'm at now: wealthy people think in percentages. And if it's all a numbers game,
just gotta put more shots up.
Shoot and shoot.
You gotta put them shots up.
Ladies! Shoot and shoot.
Yeah, made me get my glasses.
Y'all made me forget what I was gonna say.
Oh, my bad. Should I let you go first?
Oh, man. I was just gonna say, going back to planning the failure, but what you were saying is, like, you keep going until you get it, but it's also, like, you have to believe that you're gonna get it. Because a lot of times, like y'all was saying, like, you deem it a failure before you even get to the point where it is exactly how you want it, or it looks how you want it, or whatever, until you actually get it. And a lot of times I feel like we tap out early. We deem stuff as a failure. And a lot of times it'd be like right when we're on the brink of getting whatever we're trying to get to. Yeah. And then we'd be like, nah, man, it's just not going to work. And it'd be like, you literally had one more day to do this, and then it would have just popped. Yeah,
especially now. Like, all you got to do is Google something or search something, and it's like, oh, wow. That's all I had to do?
Yeah.
Like, the other day, I was trying to put something on the website. I had to install the app to put it on the website just the way it was. And at first, I'm clicking stuff, I'm following directions, it's not working. Not working at all. Click YouTube. Wow. Click. Upload. Fine.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, and sometimes it's not even, because I even going back to the example I was talking about of dancing, or like when I was if you play games, right, it's like you might not get a move at, like, you might be doing the same move trying to get it for an hour straight, and then, like, when I was dancing, I'm trying to do the moves, and I'm like, bro, you know, this ain't, I started talking to myself, like, this is why I ain't even winning. But then I was like, you know what, I had to real quick be like, yo, just shut up and just breathe. And I was like, all right. I was like, what's, and I'm looking at the video, I'm like, all right, what's wrong with the video? I'm like, all right, well, I was like, you look a little tired, maybe you need to take 5 minutes. All right, I'll take 5 minutes, me. And I came right back, and I'm doing it, I'm like, all right, I think I like this now. And it was like, when it was all of the negative stuff that I was getting ready to just start piling on into stuff that I was going to talk myself out of doing, all it took was me taking 5 minutes away from it, coming back, and then realizing what the problem was.
And that's something that I learned too in therapy. Like, I knew it, But in therapy, learning about like how to keep going, it's like sometimes you literally just have to take a break. You don't have to stop. Like, you can take a break and then go back to it once you feel like you're rested, or you can go back to it, like you said, take 5 minutes. Like, you could take a day. Like, whatever you need, you can take a break with the intention to continue. And I wasn't doing that before. I was taking a break with a break.
Yeah, me too. But I was thinking about, I feel like I was thinking about sports, but I don't know where I was thinking about, like, where I was about to go. I was about to go somewhere. I don't remember. Something about taking breaks.
They
sub
you in?
Oh, also, I was about to go to, like, recovery. Everything that, in every sport, they preach, make sure you recover. Like, take care of your body. We gonna work hard, but after we work hard, recover. Go to the trainer, ice, stretch, whatever. Recovery, little drinks and everything. But it's like when it comes to business or starting something.
Just everyday life.
Yeah, everyday life. You forget to just take a break. Or like it feel like you being lazy. Like if you take a break, you don't want it bad enough.
Oh my gosh.
Nobody care about your back hurt, your knee hurt.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's something that I learned about. It's the same thing with working out, right? You don't get the gains from the actual working out. You get the gains during recovery when you're done. Like, so it's the same thing. Like, you're doing all this work, and then the real building happens. Like your muscles tear when you're resting, and then they're rebuilding when you're resting. So that you need to take the break.
I'm gonna need you to say that again. Your muscles tear when what?
The muscles tear when you're working out, right? And then they rebuild themselves when you're resting.
Okay. When you say things confidently,
I apologize.
No, they slip through the cracks.
Yeah, I didn't even notice I said that. Pardon me, y'all. But yeah, and I think that's the beauty of it, though, is because you can't always work. You have to have a spot where you're working, and then you're reflecting, and you're working, and you're breaking, so that you can realize, like, hey, maybe I've been attacking this the same way for an hour straight. Maybe I should just hit a little sidestep. Maybe I should do something that, like, try it from another angle. So, like, I think that's something that, at least in America, they do not preach. It'd be, it's go, 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 go. You won't get to this paper? You gotta go.
Right. And it's wild, too, because just like that tweet that you had saw the other day, when it was like, creatives need time just to do nothing. Like, that's your time that you get your ideas to be creative. Like, that's your time to reset and be like, all right, I've been doing this like this. Let me just try it like this real quick. Like, that's your time to just think for a moment. Because we do get caught up, especially here in the U.S., like, with just going and just trying to work your way to the top, whatever that looks like for you. And it's important to rest. It's important to enjoy your life. It's important to spend time with your family. Like, one thing I was telling Damani earlier is, like, you know what? Just thinking about Issa Rae and how she does her work week. She does 4 days where she's working, and then 3 days where she just, like, chilling and having fun and, like, resting, whatever she needs.
Well, four-day work weeks. And I get to the four-hour work week.
I mean, honestly, I am too. But I don't know if that's possible with music, because I got to get these vocals out. But yeah, just like thinking about that, and I was like, you know what? I'm tired today. Maybe I'll start working on a schedule where it's like, okay, I work this day, I rest this day, I work this day, I rest this day. So then it's still the 4 day, 3 day thing, but it's breaks in between, or, you know, just kind of figuring out what works for me, because, like, we need breaks. And
even with that, for me, it'd be so rewarding. Like, this the first time I've been working, I just want to work some more. Like, I'll be tired, but the job not done until it's done. I gotta keep going. But then something in me be making me stop. Probably the fact that I gotta go to work in the morning. So that be helping me stop. But I would probably be up. But Chris Brown, he be going like 3 days without sleeping. And then, like, he just go. Yeah. And then
Yeah, that's not
okay. Yeah, but I mean, Nipsey talked about that too. He's talking about, like, when he's talking about the hermit phase, about being, it's especially being an artist, like, you, there's times where you're, it's not human, right? You're not supposed to be, like, that disconnected from humanity, society, from your, like, your healthy habits. But you do it for the sake of creating something so that you can reflect and make something that's unique or whatever, and then you you have to come back to that's the whole point, is you have to come back to reality, you have to come back to rest so that you can go back and do it again. Because if you're always working, if you never leave the space, you have no way of getting back to the space, if that makes sense. So you have to leave the creative space so that you can find new ways to get back there, because you can't always be there. Like, you have to find a time to rest, to recover, because otherwise you burn yourself out, and then now you really can't make anything, because your body, everything in you is like, nah, this is time to, now we're resting, now I gotta force you to rest because you don't want to do it on your own.
That happened before.
And that's hard in itself as a creative, because even during those times, because this happened to me a few times, it's like, even in those times, you want to keep going.
You want to work harder.
Right. Just like, you can't. Yeah, your body, like, physically, you can't. But it's like, you want to do more. Or, oh, all right, well, I can't go running this week, but I'm going to go ahead and make this website that don't require me using my legs. And it's like, well, you're burnt out completely. Like, you need to actually find time to rest. So, I feel like it's hard, especially in the world where, especially as, like, the independent artist, you have to create the music, record the music, produce the music, promote yourself, release the music, like,
and then still gotta perform it.
Yeah. Gotta perform the music.
Mm-hmm. Practice performing the music.
And also probably have to go to work a 9-to-5 or something like that.
And you still gotta make new music.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, live life, make food.
And make friends. You gotta eat, like, make friends, connections. Like, it's a lot. So, get caught up in the world of just going, and it's like, you gotta take time for yourself.
But. And then, kind of circling back to why, at least for me, originally, why it was so cringy trying to promote, it's like, bro, I spent X, Y, and Z amount of time doing this, or maybe I didn't spend that much amount of time, and I'm insecure about it. So it's like, I hope people like it. You know, I know I was working on this for a while. It's like, I've been practicing my performance or whatever. It's like, now I got on top of that. You want me to just be out there and being a salesman too?
I do have a question about that. Mm-hmm. Could you be so disconnected that you don't even know how to
sell?
Yeah, like how to sell it or market it, promote it to the people.
I mean, I think yes, but also, like, most people don't know how to do that regardless. So
yeah, I mean, most artists don't know how to do that. I know. That's the reason why they get help from other people to do that. They pay people to do that.
Yeah, you
just gotta tap into emotions. People buy people now.
But you, like, the way you say that, you went to school for it.
I did.
So you have at least a little bit of knowledge in that field. Whereas most artists, it's like, I released it. It's supposed to be blowing up now. Like,
but even with that, I went to school for it. But I won't be. I'll be playing. Pardon me. I'm done playing.
Yeah. But I mean, I noticed that as well. I noticed because, like, you buy it, especially with music, you see people, they're buying into the person as opposed to the what they're selling. It's like I like this individual, so I like everything that they do, and I think that's more so what we're seeing now. It's not necessarily about the product. And I mean, when we were younger, it was like, hey, this person does this amazingly.
It was all about the product.
Yeah, but it wasn't always all about the product. Because, I mean, we have other examples of people just like Michael Jackson and Serpy. But I think now
they have an amazing product, though.
Yeah, what you trying to say?
No, but I'm saying you also wanted to be Michael Jackson. It's not.
I'm saying. It was all but he got there from having such an amazing product, is what I.
Yeah, I was saying that Michael Jackson was an example of somebody who just, all right, the product was there as well, but, like, him, everything he did, people wanted to be Michael Jackson. They wanted to. So I'm saying he's one of the rare examples during that time. That is similar to now, is what I was saying. Where we're buying into people, what people. Granted, we didn't hear as much of what he thought, but
I think the difference now is, so like, yes, they wanted to be him. Now people want to be the person's friend.
I think they want to know you.
Yeah, they want, like, they want to know you. Like, this is that you are their friend in their head. Like, that's what they want. They want to know.
Do we say
that? Yeah, not like they want to be. They do still. So a lot of them still want to be you, but a lot of them is more so like, no, like, I want to be your friend. I want to, like, know who you are for real and then support you from there. Get in your business and then support you from
honestly,
there.
I'm still getting to know myself for real, so you get to know me together.
But, yeah, I think that that's, like, one of the major differences now. But it makes it that much easier for marketing as far as an independent artist, though. Because now it's like, all right, that means the ball is in my court even more.
But you have to put yourself out there. Like, you have to be willing to, you have to get out your way and put yourself out there.
That's what I was about to say. I was like,
that's the
hardest part.
I love creating. If I could create all day, I would create all day and not talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in order to give the world what you're selling, or give your gifts to the world, you have to put yourself
out there.
Put
you gotta show yourself to the world and be in the world a little bit.
And like become, like just be, you don't even have to be social, but just be present.
Yeah.
Acknowledge people. Just be yourself, relax.
You have to be comfortable doing that. But I kind of feel opposite of when you're saying it makes it easier for the independent artist. I feel like it makes it harder because before all you had to do was have a fire product.
Now you got that personality.
And it's like, and there's a lot of people who have terrible personalities, but they have to put themselves out there. And it's like, whereas before the music would speak for itself, now you have to speak for the music.
So what in me saying that it's easier is more so me saying that it's more accessible to us, because now I don't necessarily have to hire a marketing team to start. I could if I got it like that, but I know that I could also try to go a route where I am present, I am displaying my personality, hopefully people like me, because you know, not everybody personality is palatable. But it's like, I can do more of these things myself is what I mean in it being easier. Not that it's like easier, like you were saying, like the product. Now I have to speak for the product rather than the product speaking for itself or speaking for me. So it adds a layer of complexity, but I think the accessibility of it is easier.
Yeah, I agree. I just wanted to make sure, because I was going to say, like, if there's so many artists, not, I mean, we're seeing them come out that, like, now that we're learning about who people are, it's like, ooh, I don't want to
know all this.
As opposed to, you know, if you just knew the product, it's like, I like the product that they make.
Right. I say, even with that, the more you do it, stuff just start making sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, I know I got to get this, this, and this done. I know I have to go talk to the people. And it's just about being present and having a good time doing it, because that's also part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, and that's a big part of the process with anything, not even creatively. Like, if you have something, you have to give it to the world. I feel like we all here to give our gifts to the world. And I'd rather live full and die empty than the other way around.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Live full and die empty.
Yeah, I agree.
Gas tank on E, but all drinks on me.
Yeah, I heard. I just realized what you said. I forget, somebody said it, but I can't remember. There's something similar. It was like, I want to leave here with my, like, with everything empty. I don't want to have no ideas on my deathbed. I want to be able to go, I feel great.
You saying the richest place is the graveyard, just because there's so many ideas, so many seeds that haven't been planted. And I don't know what I was watching or listening to. They was talking about opportunities.
Is that what I had sent to you?
Yeah, yeah. You did send us, yeah.
That was fire.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you don't take advantage of this opportunity, somebody would.
Mm-hmm.
And that be having me like, okay, I do have this idea. I was also listening to Steve Harvey when he was talking about Earn Your Leisure. He was like, he was talking to Earn Your Leisure, and he was talking about how he be having ideas, and the people around him just got to get it done. Like,
oh, yeah,
don't come back talking about, mm-hmm. oh, we can't. Nah, I'm not trying to. I be saying that to myself. Mm-hmm. I throw ideas out there. How I'm going to do this? I have no idea how I'm going to do this, but
I'm figuring it out
as I go. Then I'll be setting deadlines. Sometimes I meet the deadlines. Sometimes I don't meet the deadlines. But the fact that I'm doing it, it's cool. Yeah. It's just part of the trial and error.
And I was going to say, I realized, for me, I think I
regaining an understanding?
Yeah, that works. I have a new understanding for the whole there's nothing new under the sun. Phrase, because for me, I realized that as soon as I have an idea, like ideas are like fluid, they're moving, right? And it's like it's coming to you or it's not, right? And as soon as I have an idea, if I don't act on it immediately, I'll see it out. I'll see somebody do it, and I'm like, bruh, I just had this idea. I was still trying to. I didn't think I was in a place to to do it, but the idea is like, hey, I'm gonna get this idea out. I'm moving. So it's like, excuse me. Either you're gonna be a vessel for the idea or not. And I think that's how I'm looking at this. Nothing new under the sun. Because like, all of the ideas are here. They're gonna be here. Whether or not you are gonna be the conduit for it to be expressed.
Yeah.
That's up to you, but it's gonna come out like regardless, and I think that's been and that's been blowing my mind. I'm like, yo, I want to do this. I kind of want to dance to this song. Everybody dance. I'm like, what?
Just go ahead and do it.
And I'm looking up. Everybody dances to the same song. Why y'all dancing to this one right now? Nobody dancing to nothing else. Why y'all dancing to this?
This song came out 3 months
ago. Yeah, I'm like, what are you doing?
Y'all
want to
do it?
Crazy.
Just gotta do the thing. I think that's a part of also just like making sure you make the decision, like, because when you decide that you want to work towards something or that you are going to do something, you got to make the smaller decisions in between. So like, all right, this is my idea. The next decision is, am I going to execute it or am I going to let this pass me by? And I know I'm talking to y'all, but I'm really talking to myself because I don't know where this is coming from, but God must be flowing. So and then from there, like, all right, am I going to execute it? Yes. Then let's go to it. Like, step one. What's step one? What are we doing? What's right
step
now?
Step one. See?
I had to start telling myself that I'm operating as my highest self. That helps. Like, I'm telling myself that I'm operating as my highest self, and I believe it. So stuff that I just, like, let slide or be like, nah, I could do it tomorrow. I just be doing like I.
That was me this morning.
Like I don't like that. Yeah, I gotta do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm gonna figure this out. Or yeah, I'm doing this day. It's just like little stuff, and it be helping me stay focused and get stuff done.
That was me this morning. So like this morning, I've kind of
and even believe in myself. Like, even, like, with the paintings, I'll be wanting to say no. But I'll be like,
why not?
Why not? Like, okay.
Right.
Not me.
So. Yeah.
But I was going to say, that was me this morning. Like, I slept in a little bit later than I wanted to. And then, like, I didn't want to mix. I'm still learning how to mix. But I didn't want to mix this song. I don't know why, but I was just like, I don't wanna watch these videos, I don't wanna do this.
That dude making it mad long.
Yeah, and I was like, alright. I came upstairs and I was like, cause at first I was like, I'll just do it tomorrow or I'll try to do it again before bed or something like that. I came upstairs, I started setting up to record, and I was like, my desire to not stay in the same circumstance that I'm in is outweighing my desire to not mix this song.
He just, like, we're this close, like, literally knocking at the door.
So I was just like, and I've been being, I guess, decisive or being adamant about not continuing to make the same decisions that have not been helping me. Which normally I'd be like, I'll just do it tomorrow. And then it wound up never getting done.
What problems you want?
Right. And I was just like, you know what? This not one of the problems that I want. I'ma just eat breakfast and do this. Because when I have a snack or something, I'll be able to actually focus. And I hadn't eaten.
Cookies? I used to get the 2-pack of the vanilla cookies. I mean, 2-pound pack of vanilla cookies. That's how I made it through college.
I used to have animal crackers. Yep.
I used to kill animal crackers.
Animal crackers and peanut butter. Oh, don't let it be pizza.
Animal crackers and
We used to get 2 pizzas, one for each of us.
Yeah, right. I used to get one.
I wasn't a snacker and do work. I was terrible with it, but the last minute work, like if I knew I had a paper to write tomorrow, right, and I was kind of like procrastinating, I'm like, you know what, if I wake up at four, I could finish it, but for whatever reason, something about like waking up at four and then me knowing that I literally have no time to do this, connect the dot hips. I got it. And I'm just using everything I got. I wasn't a snacker.
Before 8 a.m. class.
Kept me focused.
They kept me awake.
Like, kept me awake, gave me energy, ideas just flowing. If it's just me and my snacks and my work,
come on. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm locked in.
Yeah.
Granted, I still waited to the
last minute.
But I had snacks.
Right.
I had
snacks. It helped. Yeah. So, yeah, I decided to eat breakfast and do it. And while I was doing it, I was like, why was I even, like, acting like this? Like, I don't hate doing this. Mm-hmm. I'm actually enjoying myself.
Once I put my phone away, or I tell myself, it's okay, your phone doesn't have to be next to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to do that earlier, because I put my phone on my bed, then I started working on the website, then I was like, hey, what's somebody messaging me? My phone on do not disturb anyway. I wasn't going up. So I was like, you know what? My phone don't gotta be next to me. It's okay.
Yeah, that was happening to me. I was downstairs, and again, like, setting up the times for everything has really been helping me, but I'm trying to read, because I had took a nap, and I woke up, I'm like, let me read for 15 minutes. Like, I set the timer, I paused it for whatever reason, didn't realize I paused it, and then I didn't realize I didn't hit play again, so I hit play, whatever. And then, right after, it was like, every notification in the world wanted to come on once I hit play for that 15 minutes. I'm like, bruh, and I'm reading about habits and stuff, and I'm like, every single time it vibrates, there's a part of me that's like, just check it. Let's see what's going on. And then, but I'm looking at it, and I'm like, all right, that's Instagram. All right, that's stocks. All right. Oh, they sending messages. And I'm like, yo, you have 15 minutes. Just read for the 15 minutes and you can go crazy after.
What I do sometimes when I set a timer to do something is I'll put my phone on Do Not Disturb. Because when your phone is locked, like, you're not getting notified. It still may pop up on your screen. But what I had to do today was flip my phone over so I couldn't see it at all. And, I mean, I was recording myself. So, for a while, my phone was just kind of behind me, so I didn't have to think about it either. But, yeah, I just had to, like, flip my phone over, or I'll put my phone on Do Not Disturb or something. Because I'm, like, getting out of the habit of constantly being available for people.
We don't have time. I see you. Like, I might hit you between tasks.
Yeah, I had to call mom back while I was washing dishes. I called her when I woke up from my nap, but She was like, were you sleeping? Yes.
But that's something that, again, in being focused on what you're doing, that's something that I really took from Flo, is like being immersed in whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. And really doing. So like, if you're washing these dishes, you are locked in on doing it. And then, so it made for the, it made my break so much more like, I'm resting. I feel like when I have a break, I'm actually having a break. Or if I decide to call my dad, I'm like, hey, I'm calling my dad. The only thing I'm doing is calling my dad. Yeah. So it's like, now I'm all the way in. I'm like, all right, I'm doing this. And it's like, stuff is getting done so much faster. And then when I tell myself, so this is actually, I think, something J. Cole, he was talking about when he was like writing. And he's like, when you get out of the habit of writing, then mm-hmm. you stop trusting yourself. A lot of the time. So it's like, that's the importance of, so now
that's probably why I ain't think I can rap no more, because I stopped rapping.
So like, this trust that you would normally have, this like, to say, like, that you're gonna say stuff, now you're like, dang, should I say this?
Seen that video.
Was he talking about just like writing in general, like journaling or writing music?
He was talking about writing in general. I think he was of course leaning towards rapping, but regardless, right? The only reason we believe certain stuff is because we have evidence that supports whatever we're saying. So I say that to say, in me just doing stuff, like I'm telling myself, hey, just do it. Like, just do it. And specifically, I'm saying, do it now, right? So, I'm going to read. I'm like, yo, just do it now. And I'm trusting myself to actually do it and not have to think about anything else.
Don't put it away. Yeah. I mean, don't put it down. Put it away.
But it makes a difference, though. It really does. So, yeah.
But I don't have one of those yet.
One of the last things that helped me, just go back to when I tell myself I'm operating as my highest self. I stopped telling myself, you got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Because me thinking about being uncomfortable makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So it's just, now I'm operating as my highest self. So these things come with it. And reading the subtle art of not giving a F.
Mm-hmm.
What problems do you want? It's like, okay, this comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Ross, I had posted Rick Ross on my story earlier. He was like, being a boss, it comes with responsibilities. Like, growing up
comes with responsibilities.
Everything comes with responsibilities. Yeah. And nobody going to do what you want to do, how you do it. So, you might as well just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think, great book, of course, right? But two things that my favorite chapters are 6 and 7, I tell you all the time. But in that, right, being able to recognize like what problems you're choosing, and then whenever you're choosing it, again, being immersed in it,
mm-hmm.
and like being like, all right, if I'm gonna, let me engage this fully,
mm-hmm.
and let me be honest in how I feel. So even in you being like, hey, I understand that I can't say I gotta be comfortable being uncomfortable, because it's gonna trigger me to feel a way. Let me just say I'm operating as my highest self. One of the things that I say, I was like, all right, if I'm this person, I can't do this.
Hey.
And it's like, oh, that's cool. All right, cool. I just remember it. I can't, like, if I am who I say I am, I can't be this. And it's like, if I can't, all right, well, let me do it again. All right, I'm annoyed, but hey, if I'm this guy, I can't. You want me to take a shortcut? For what?
I'm not taking no shortcut.
Yeah, shortcut for what? You ain't even gonna get there for real. Are you trying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna be at the Roc Nation brunch taking shortcuts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what? There is no shortcuts for any of this stuff. It's like, you, and when you actually do the work, that's what I think we've all been kind of realizing. When you do the work, you realize it's not really a shortcut. It's just like, hey, let me just.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep doing. Me keep stacking these bricks till I build a wall. And
back to the original topic, the fact that we doing so much work, posting is just part of the work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, promoting is just part of the work. Marketing is part of the work. Sometimes in person it'd be hard to. I don't be in character all the time. Like something the other day, somebody caught me off guard. They was like, what's your name? It was when we was at the open mic.
Mm.
I ain't perform, so I'm just chilling.
Mm.
I was like, in my head, I'm like, what is my name? Breeze, what's good?
But that was something I had just told Cole about this yesterday, I think, or the, yeah, day before yesterday, I was saying, when you're trying to do certain stuff, I a lot of times I'm looking for examples, and I think we all are, right? But then I when I started looking for examples of stuff in stuff that I was doing, I was like, oh, this is so much easier. Like, if I'm trying to be, again, if you're trying to be eccentric, if you're trying to be like, oh, I got to be in performance mode, right? All I had to do was think of a time where I was like doing it where I was comfortable. And mm-hmm. I was like, all right, well, it's not really me being a character if it's me
being me. It's just another version of myself. Yeah.
But people right. can catch you. And that's I realize people can catch you off guard. And right. you be like, oh, wait, my bad. I got beside myself. I didn't say the cool thing yeah. I was supposed
that's
to say.
That's why when I be on live, they be like, what's your name? Breeze, being Breeze. I got to keep it on brand.
Yeah.
It's not you, it's me.
But yeah, I feel that. That's all I had. I mean, I definitely agree. One of the things, the values that I've adopted since reading Subtle Art is to, what is it?
Honest expression.
Oh, mine is authentic expression. Mm-hmm. Like, to constantly operate in authenticity. In doing that, and this is something that we talked about previously, but I think yesterday I started realizing in how many ways I don't always show up as my full self. But I know it's like, just imagine how many more things I could do or where I would be if I always showed up as my full self, right? So I think that in taking the chances and then showing up constantly as yourself and being true to who you are as an artist, as a creative, as an entrepreneur, but as a person individually, I think that's like the most important thing of all. And it's easier for you to actually put yourself out there and to market yourself and to be comfortable in situations that are supposed to be uncomfortable for you because you are showing up as you. You're not putting on a front. You're not. And I mean, that does like include you going into performance mode or you being this version of you here, but you being it authentically and you being it like that's a part of who you are. Like, that doesn't mean you have to show everybody every single piece of your personality in every single room, but it means like this version of you that's here in this moment is authentically you. This is your authentic reaction. Yeah. This is your authentic light. This is what you can authentically contribute, and you're confident in that, and you're free in that.
Yeah, and I was gonna say, you know, I don't think you always have, and the beauty is that you don't always have to be that, because I think you can be in performance mode, but that's not to say that you're always gonna be in performance mode. I think we look at it like we always have to be in performance mode. It's like, nah, I'm with my family, bro.
Right.
I'm
chilling.
But sometimes you do.
I'll be chilling. I'm chilling.
Right. Yeah, and that's also not to say that that's not you.
Yeah.
It's when you are in that mode or when you're not in that mode, mm-hmm. it's still who you are.
It's just a portion of who you are.
Right.
And it reminded me, this is a kind of side note, but it's going back to the beginning about like the marketing yourself. Mm-hmm. I remember we were at DreamCon and one of the dudes, he's trying to sell us one of these paintings. And he's like, yeah, these are actually one of one. It's like, it's about $150 per painting. He spent 5 hours on it. But he's like, as a matter of fact, I'm not going to sell it to you. If you want it, you'll buy it. And just look, and I'm just like, and then it wasn't until John said something, he was like, yeah, but you're still selling it. You just made it seem like, oh, it's the onus is on me.
Right.
And it's just being creative enough. Again, he's being like, you know what? He probably realized, hey, I'm doing a lot of talking. Hey, if you want it, you'll buy it. Very simple statement. But for him, he's like, all right. It's like, I mean, it's true, right? If you actually want it, you'll buy it. But him trying to flip it on you, like, all right, well, the decision is yours, as opposed to me trying to sell it to you.
Mm-hmm. With that, it's too late for him to do that. After he did all that talking,
mm-hmm.
now, if you want it, you buy it, I'm walking away.
That's what we did.
But
he could have, but so he's going to catch somebody with it. And I think that's the same thing in terms of like us with art. We're going to catch somebody with it. It doesn't necessarily have to be every person, as long as
homie probably still sold some of the paintings.
But yeah, even with that, he should have went about it. Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all like DreamCon? Just real personable. Yeah. Oh, I got these paintings. This is this and this. Boom.
Well, but the artist wasn't the one speaking.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody else.
And somebody else is talking. So he was there chilling. Like, we could see him. He's standing there, and he's just, like, chilling. Yeah. He didn't say anything.
Oh,
yeah. And if
he wanted,
you watch. That's exactly. And it was beautiful. I was like, oh, that's fire.
Yeah.
And then when John looked at me, and he was like, yeah, but you still sell it. That's still selling it. What are you talking? But, again, just being able to, and I think it's also important to have people who are willing to do that for you. And I think a lot of us, we don't have people that are willing to do that off the rip. But if you can have somebody who does that
and knows me to, hey yo, I be wanting y'all to just, y'all know I'm talented, y'all know we great. Everybody
but they gotta see you doing it.
Everybody can't be center stage. By the time I'm doing it myself, it might be too late. You might have missed the party. You outside the club. You can't even get in.
Well, they didn't need to be the people that.
But I wanted y'all to be there.
Just because you want it don't mean...
Don't mean they want it.
Yeah.
You can't
create in somebody else's reality.
Now the strangers is taking spots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Replacements. Deduction.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like... It's... That would make marketing so much easier if I had somebody else.
Family.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's what they used to do. It was like, hey, you be the artist, you do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, everybody
and have somebody role. Else that, well, that yeah. markets it. Yeah.
Yeah, but we in a different world. Yeah.
It's a different world.
It's a different world from where we come from.
Had to end it on the song. I see credits.
Right here, you see everybody sad coming down.
Just remember where you been.
I don't know any of those words.
I do. I actually know the whole song, but I was thinking of how I was going to edit it while I was singing.
So this is your thing, though. You sing songs, you don't really know all of the words.
I do know those words when it's playing.
It's a different world. That's it. That's all.
When it's playing, I know what I'm saying.
Word.
Y'all just might not understand, but it's there.
Speaking French.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you say it?
Nope.
Just making stuff up.
You know, on her behalf, on our behalf, I just want to apologize to our French audience.
I'm learning French, y'all. If y'all want to teach me how to speak French, I was going to say, if y'all want to teach me how to French, y'all want to teach me...
Teach
you
how to French.
You know, je parle français, you know. If y'all want to teach me how to speak French, hit me up. Or teach me on TikTok. But yeah, I think all of this stuff is important. I think that us walking in our light and us showing up as our full selves, as well as us just being more comfortable in the process and recognizing that we're on the journey already. We're not searching to how to get onto the path. We're already doing the things. We'll make it a lot easier and has already made it a lot easier for us to put ourselves out there and to market ourselves. But do y'all have any other...
I'm good.
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
Don't forget to put yourself out there if you have a passion, if you have a dream, if you have whatever, like, you know, an interest. Just do the thing.
Yeah. Once you start doing it, everybody that's supposed to be around will be there.
They will show up and they will show out.
And remember, everything is temporary, especially people. Y'all look, y'all
not so shameless. Not so shameless plug.
Well, thank you for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah, Gray Area.
If you haven't already, make sure you like, share, and subscribe, and tell a friend.
Yes, sir.
We will be back again next week with a new topic and great vibes, as always. But until then, bye!
Adios!
Yeah.